party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
What's up, heroes, and welcome to the Stephen Corson Show, where we discuss financial strategies, habits, and mindset to get you to your first 100K and then get you to your first million, all in the pursuit of true wealth and modern freedom. So I want to challenge you to do something right now. I want you to think about something that's really important that you do at your job. Okay. So while you're thinking about that, you know, there's probably one or two main things that your boss is asking that you write up a report on a weekly basis. They want to know, you know, certain, you know, data points, KPIs, whatever, you know, they end up calling it in your industry. And what they're doing is by telling you that we want to track these things. What's the ultimate purpose of that? Well, you know, most of the time, the ultimate purpose of that is to gain understanding on things that they consider important, to see whether or not things are being done efficiently, to see whether or not there are areas of improvement, to see if there's any other insights that they may need to be able to learn from it. You know, if things go bad, why did they go bad? That's why they're asking for you to report these data points. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher or a construction worker or you're in sales. We are all reporting at some type of level, certain metrics, you know, up the ladder in these companies. And when you think about that for a second, this is one of the things that I kind of had an epiphany on in my own life. So years ago, I started to run my life kind of like a business. I was working with these big time executives at these Fortune 500 companies. I was bringing in these really smart analysts that were talking about things. And I said, you know, if I ran my life kind of like how these guys run a business, I would probably see better results than just not tracking any of this stuff, right? Well, there's a really important quote that came out of all of this consulting and different things that I've never forgotten. And it says, what gets measured gets improved. And I think that's a really important thing, because a lot of us don't realize that in our jobs, the things that we are measuring, you know, the things that we are, you know, collecting this data for to move up the chain of command, those are the things that the company in, or the organization or nonprofit, whatever it is that you're working in, consider important to the success of that organization. Well, the big question is that the right things that you should be tracking? Sometimes you're tracking things. I remember when I first started working in sales, we were tracking like 17 different numbers. It was ridiculous. We were reporting on so many things. It was a waste of people's time. A lot of the data was very arguably like didn't matter. Like, I'll give you a quick example. One of the things that they were measuring was outbound dials. Well, this is a crucial mistake that rookie leadership makes in sales sometimes, because outbound dials, how many times I'm calling, you know, dialing to call prospects, that can be faked really easily just to hit that metric. And it's also a very immature metric, because if I call 60 people and nobody picks up the phone, well, then who cares, right? The better metric would be measuring how many meetings I'm getting. So instead of saying, hey, you have to call 60 people a day, you could say, well, you need to get, you know, 3 to 5 meetings every single day, right? That's success. So that, because that's the metric that's really going to move it forward. Who cares if I get those meetings by sending out 100 emails or sending out, you know, 50 dials? The meeting is what matters. So, you know, we used to call these fax lines, just because we run out of people to call sometimes. We're like, we called everybody. So we would call these fax lines and it would count as a dial, and then it was just a quick hang up. So a lot of times you have to make sure in your own life that the data that you're tracking, number one, you want to keep it simple, right? We don't want to be tracking lots of different numbers. So that's the first thing, is that you want to make sure that whatever you are measuring to improve, I would say you don't want more than 3 numbers. Keep it really simple, okay? And then the second thing that I would say is that you have to be consistent with it. So you can't just kind of, oh, okay, I'm going to keep track of this in my head, and, you know, or maybe I'll do it on my phone where it's buried in a bunch of apps. No, the best thing that you can do is to get a notebook, get a pen, pencil, whatever you like to use, ink feather thing, and like actually write it down. And there's a lot of different reasons behind that, but just take it from me, it's going to be a lot more effective than, you know, keeping track of things on your phone. Last case scenario, keep track of things on your phone. But think about something in your life now. What's something in your life that's important to you? Do you want to get in better shape? Do you want to lose some weight? Do you want to gain weight and, you know, put on some muscle? Do you want to track your finances? Do you want to track how much time you are spending on things that don't really matter that much to you, like your screen analytics, which, by the way, your phone does track for you, so you can check that, and TV time and all these other things in order to see where you could free up some time to do more beneficial activities? Like, there are lots of things in our lives that we could be tracking so we could improve on them on. But we have to ask the question, what do we want to improve in our lives? Like, what are we really serious about improving in our lives? Because when you want to commit to that, that's when you'll go and you'll get the notebook and the pen and the little ink feather thing, okay? That's when you'll go do it. Until then, it is not important to you. Just admit that. You can say all the live long day. If you sit back and go, I want to improve in this area of my life, but you won't do something as simple as getting a notebook and a pen to track down and measure what your results are, if you won't do something that simple, then you're not serious about it. You don't really want to improve. You're just lying to yourself in order to make yourself feel better, okay? It's self-improvement masturbation. It's not getting you anywhere. It just feels good in the moment. You're like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to improve. And maybe I watch a couple YouTube videos or I listen to this sweet podcast by Steven and yada, yada, yada. And it's just, nothing ends up happening. There's no results. So all I want to say is that if you take one thing, and it's literally the whole point of the podcast, if you listen to it, don't let this podcast be a form of just, you know, feeling good about yourself and, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to make changes. Like, just go do it. Just go do it right now. Go get on Amazon, go to Target, go whatever. If you got one probably hiding in the paper, like I have so many notebooks that I've only written halfway through. Rip out all the other pages and start fresh with whatever's left. Just start writing down one area of your life that you want to improve in. Write down one or two metrics that you're going to track consistently, and then just start doing it. You will be shocked to see how quickly you will make improvements in your life. And it's going to be very encouraging to you to be able to look back at the data and go, wow, I really am getting better. And that is the easiest, most simple step that you can do in order to make a quick improvement in your life.